This poem was inspired by the documentary Woman. It made such a strong impression on me how many of the women interviewed had been through so much and yet they showed so much strength and resilience. In that moment, I felt a strong connection to all women in the world, a sense of a universal sisterhood that transcended the barriers of race, culture, nationality, etc. Know your power. Perpetrator of original sin, responsible for man's fall from grace, doomed to be punished, to birth in pain, always to be submissive, oppressed. So they tell us. They say we are not worthy, we are less. They were made to rule, we to serve. They beat us, abuse us, take away our self-worth. They control our bodies, say how we should look, act. They punish us when we step out of line. Even when they give us rights, rights which we fight hard for, still they take something away. We must work harder, longer. We can't always reach the top. They control that. The few that get there pay dearly. Why? Why do they do this to us? What did we really do? Original sin? Is that it? Or is that just a story they invented? A story made up to control us, to instill fear, because they fear. They fear our power. Yes, they fear our power. There is so much power in our gentleness, our softness. We are the first they knew. They came from our bodies. So they fear us. They fear us because they know. Deep down, they know our power. They feel it. They know that loosed, that power can change their world, break down their systems, heal, restore. They know we will bring peace, balance, love. So they fear us, our greatness, our potential, our magnificence. Our time has come, my sisters. Our time has come to rise, to take our rightful place and do what we were made for. Our time has come to lead, to show the way, a new way, a better way. So together we rise in love, in peace. We rise in insurmountable power. We rise and fear no more.